Anyway, it's a song of a sailor who meets a lovely lady, and she has a basket on her arm. And so he thought inside the basket was some illegal whiskey. So he decided to buy the basket from her and found nothing but a little baby inside there. So it was unfortunate for him because she said, "I'm going to run and get you some change," and she never came back. So he's left with the baby, and the whiskey was called Queer Bungle Rye, and so that's what he decided to call the baby. And I suppose the first side of the unfortunate story is her having the baby to some other sailor. So she's kind of just passing it around. Nice easy chorus, just goes, fold the riddle eye, a ruddy rye, a ruddy rye. Well, Jack was a sailor who went up to town, and she was a damsel that skipped up and down. Well, she said to Jack, as she passed him by, "Would you care for to purchase some queer bungle rye, ruddy rye? And if all the riddle I ruddy rye, ruddy rye." Jack said to himself, "What can this be for the finest old whiskey from far Germany? Smuggled up in a basket, sold on the sly, and the name that he goes by is Queer Bungle Rye, Ruddy Rye. And if all the riddle I ruddy rye, ruddy rye." Jack gave her a pound, he thought nothing strange. "Hold on to the basket while I run for your change." In the basket, a child he did spy. "I'll be damn it," says Jack, "this is Queer Bungle Rye, Ruddy Rye. And if all the riddle I ruddy rye, ruddy rye." To get the child christened, Jack's next intent, for to get the child christened, to the parson he went. Said the parson to Jack, "What will he go by?" "I'll be damn it," says Jack, "call him Queer Bungle Rye, Ruddy Rye. And if all the riddle I ruddy rye, ruddy rye." Said the parson to Jack, "That's a very queer name," said Jack to the parson, "it's a queer way he came. Smuggled up in a basket, sold on the sly, and the name that he goes by is Queer Bungle Rye, Ruddy Rye. And if all the riddle I ruddy rye, ruddy rye." Come all you young sailors that a walk up to town, beware of them damsels that skip up and down. Take a peek in their basket as you pass them by, or else they may pawn on you Queer Bungle Rye, Ruddy Rye. And if all the riddle I ruddy rye, ruddy rye, it's for the riddle I ruddy rye, ruddy rye. I've got another workshop over there. I'm going to have to finish. Do you want my song? And see, what's a good one to finish here? We'll do a roll the wood pile down, little rouser. Away down south where the cocks do crow, away down in Florida, them girls they all dance to the old banjo, and we'll roll the wood pile down. Rolling, 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 rolling the whole world round. That brown girl of mine's down the Georgia line, and we'll roll the wood pile down. When I was young and in me prime, way down in Florida, I chased them yellow girls three at a time, and we'll roll the wood pile down. Rolling, rolling, rolling the whole world round. That brown girl of mine's down the Georgia line, and we'll roll the wood pile down. Curly girls on the old Rantan, way down in Florida, for Curly's just a down east man, and we'll roll the wood pile down. Rolling, 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 rolling the whole world round. That brown girl of mine's down the Georgia line, and we'll roll the wood pile down. Rouse and buster is the cry, way down in Florida. A black man's wage is never high, and we'll roll the wood pile down. Rolling, 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 rolling the whole world round. That brown girl of mine's down the Georgia line, and we'll roll the wood pile down. One more pull and that'll do, way down in Florida, for we're the boys to kick her through, and we'll roll the wood pile down. Rolling, 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 rolling the whole world round. That brown girl of mine's down the Georgia line, and we'll roll the wood pile down. Thank you.
What be? Oh, once again, far across the rolling sea, with the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree, around the growing green in Northern Berkey. And it's home, dear, dear home, home, what be? Oh, once again, far across the rolling sea, with the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree, are all growing green in Londonderry. Oh, Falmouth is a fine town with ships all on the bay, and I wish to my heart that is where I was today. Yes, I wish to my heart I was far away from here, sitting in my parlor and talking with my dear. And it's home, dear, you know, oh, you want me. Oh, once again, far across the rolling sea, with the oak and the ash and the bonny rolling tree, rolling green in North America. Near Plymouth town, that walking lady I did meet, with a babe in her arms, she was walking down the street. And it made me think of home, with the grave standing gray, and a poor little baby that's never seen its daddy. And it's home, dear, home, home, what be? Home once again, far across the rolling sea, with the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree, are all rolling green in Northern Berkey. Well, if it is a girl, then she will not live with me, and if it is a boy, well, then he will go to sea with his tarpaulin hat and his pea jacket blue. He'll walk the quarter deck like his daddy used to do. And it's home, dear, home, 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 once again, far across the rolling sea, with the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree, rolling green. Home, dearie, home, home,
because it was a fella from South Shields, which is very close to heart. It was enough, you know, for stigma to attach when I was in the army. And the heart he calls Monkey was washed ashore from a shipwreck during the Great War, the war to end all wars, 1914-18, right? And he was caught up by the... well, we said it was by the people of South Shields, but probably it was Hartlepool, after all. He was taken to the town hall, and he was accused of being a spy, and he was tried, and he was hung. And ever afterwards, they're laughed and derided in every barrack room and forecastle around England for the incident at the Hartlepool's Monkey. Is that what you know the story?
That's the wrong story. We're talking about the other Hartlepool Monkey.
Oh, right. What was this?
The only point where we have differed is the war. Yeah, the era. Because ours is Napoleonic.
Oh, no, no.
We have a Napoleonic Monkey.
All right, well, whatever.
I heard the monkey got amnesty.
Two monkeys washed up on the beach.
That's right. Ironically, it was 100 years apart. To the day.
They were waiting for the next one.
That's the later story, and here's the earlier one.
Oh, well, it happened in old Hartlepool about the time of France. The Emperor Napoleon was leading us a dance along our shore, accomplished men of war, when a pineapple's that monkey got washed upon the shore. Well, the Lord Mayor of Hartlepool was walking down the shore. What he saw, what he sang, he'd never seen before. There was this little fella sitting in the sand, holding a banana in his tiny hairy hand. Old folks, young folks, everyone in each, come and see the Frenchie, what's landed on the beach. He's got long arms, a great long tail, he's covered all in hair. We think that he's a spy, so we'll hang him in the square. Well, the Lord Mayor told the town clerk who hurried to the shore to see this funny sight had never been seen before. Well, a crowd had gathered around, for it was the funniest sight since the timber yard had burnt down the previous Friday night. Some old parsons, he combs upon the scene. He takes out his notebook and he licks his pencil clean. Calls it a disturbance, is a serious offense. Anything you say will be used in evidence. Old folks, young folks, everyone in each, come and see the Frenchie was landed on the beach. He's got long arms, a great long tail, he's covered all in hair. We think that he's a spy, so we'll hang him in the square. Well, when the little fella spoke, a funny thing was heard. Constable Parsons couldn't understand a word. The reason for his puzzlement, the clerk could plainly see. The little man's a foreigner from way across the sea.
Oh, the little man's a spy!
The angry crowd did roar. Sent by Napoleon to our native shore. So they grabbed this little fella by his long hairy tail. They gave him to a copper who threw him in the jail.
Hey, old folks, young folks, everyone in each, come and see the Frenchie was landed on the beach. He's got long arms, a great long tail, he's got all the hair. We think that he's a spy, so we'll hang him in the square.
Well, they hung this little fella on a gallows in the town, a rope all round his neck, his tail all hanging down. A lesson to Napoleon to make yourself a rule. Never send his hairy spies to old Hartlepool.
Old folks, young folks, everyone in each, come and see the Frenchie was landed on the beach. He's got long arms, a great long tail, he's covered all in hair. We thought he was a spy, so we hung him in the
okay. I don't know what to say about the monkey. I understood the story as gospel truth. I believe it of the man. Now I don't know.
Richie.
Yeah?
See, you're hardly cool on your song.
Tell me, have I got to develop a sense of humour?
Sorry? We want to ask that. How about the monkey that's singing the monkey?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
No, the malarkey sing.
What's the other song?
The
one we heard you and Turner sing. About the soldier and his true love. And they all walked along.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to each other. That's
Right. Okay. Does anybody know this song? Well, it might be a tough one to remember all of it, though, because... As one rambles through one's songs, you know, one leaves some behind, you know, lets other people sing them, and anyway, a nightingale. Let's try it. Anyway, I haven't sung this in years. Just give us a tune of it. I got it. amazing, isn't it? You know, how these salty old Matlows can sing. It's amazing. Each chapter is salty as a scaly back crab, you know, and sing like lark. It's absolutely amazing. I'm going to sign on for another trip.
You got to follow that again.
There you go.
I think this is going in the wrong sequence.
Never be at the end of the line, you know that?
This is the end of the line. Anyway. Here's a song from a collection called The Minstrelsy of May, which was mentioned in one of the symposia this morning. Came without a tune, so we found one that fit. We found it by the chorus, which is Derry down, 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 derry down. Find a tune that goes along with that. Right. Most people know. This is a song about shipping lumberjacks, I guess, woodcutters, from Maine down to South Carolina to cut live oak, which was used in making knees and joints in wooden ships. In fact, the Constitution and the Constellation in Baltimore Harbor have parts of that ship made from live oak. It's one of the reasons they're still there. Very, very tough, very difficult to cut, not like cutting pine up in Maine. And of course, down there in the swamps of South Carolina, the mosquitoes are interesting. They carry M16s and take you off eaten later. It's true, I've been there. So this is called Mauling Live Oak. One day I was traveling, I happened to think, my pockets are empty, I can't buy a drink. I am an old bummer, completely dead broke, and I've nothing to do but go mauling live oak.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
Oh, I went straight away for to see Captain Swift, to see and find out could he give me a lift. Oh, he looked me all over from top unto toe. Says he, you're the boy that live oak in must go.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
Then he brought out the contract which both of us signed, to keep and secure if we both were inclined. But the very best wages that he could afford, it was only $5 a month and me board.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
Oh, we had to make ready without much delay, for the schooner was sailing the very next day. With 2 pints of whiskey, a pipe and a spoon, away we set sail for Mosquito Lagoon.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
Now mauling this live oak, they'll say it's great fun, especially the dry ones that make the sweat run. It'll make your axe handle to glimmer and smoke. Oh, you need iron handles for mauling live oak.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
It's mosquitoes by day and the minges by night. The sand fleas and bed bugs, they bother me quite. And if ever back home my head I do poke, then to hell I'll kick Swift and his goddamn live oak.
Derry down, 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 derry down.
And more live oak.
All right, Nightingale, here's the chorus. Hi, Derry, ho, Derry, hey, Derry down. Give sailors their grog and there's nothing goes wrong. So merry, so merry, so merry are we, no matter who's laughing at sailors at sea. A's for the anchor that holds a bold ship, and me is the bowsprit that often does dip. is the capstan around which you've wined, and D are the davits where the jolly boat hangs. So hi, dairy, ho, dairy, hey, dairy now. Get sailors, they're grogging, there's nothing goes wrong. So merry, so merry, so merry are we, no matter who's laughing at sailors at sea. Well, E, it's the ensign, the red, white, and blue. F, it's the forecastle, holds the ship's crew. G is the gangway where the mate takes his stand. And H are the halyards that often do strand. So, hi, dairy, ho, dairy, hey, dairy now. If sailors, they're grog and there's nothing goes wrong. So merry, so merry, so merry are we. No matter who's laughing at sailors at sea. Oh, well, I and the irons where the stunsail boom ships. And J, it's the jiboom that often does dip. It's K is the kelson of which you've heard told. And L are the lanyards that always will hold. M is the mainmast, so stout and so strong. N, that's the nor point that never points wrong. O are the orders of which we must beware, and P are the pumps that cause sailors to swear. So hi, dairy, ho, dairy, hey, dairy now. Give sailors their grog and there's nothing goes wrong. So merry, so merry, so merry are we, no matter who's laughing at sailors at sea. Well, it's Q, that's the quadrant the sun for to take. Or it's the rigging that always does shake. And S is the starboard side of our bold ship. And T are the topmasts that often do split. Oh, well, hi, dairy, ho, dairy, hey, dairy now. Give sailors their grog and there's nothing goes wrong. So merry, so merry, so merry are we. No matter who's laughing at sailors at sea. Well, it's you, that's the ugliest old captain of all. And V are the vapors that come with the squall. W's the windlass around which we wind. And X, Y, and Z, well, I can't put in rhyme. So hi, dairy, ho, dairy, hey, dairy now. Give sailors their rock and there's nothing goes wrong. So merry, so merry, so merry are we. Sailors
at sea.
I must tell you.
Helen Richmond and I did a concert last week at the A&D Toy Train Museum in out of Middleborough, Massachusetts. And honest to God, every time we got down the end of the song, the toy train came over our head on the track. I'm doing well with whistles.
That was great, Bob. But you eliminated that one chorus there.
Yes.
That was planned, so it would coincide with the whistle.
I had to.
Yeah. You were thinking ahead. That was great.
I got the word that we could go on till 8 or 9 or 10.
Dan Cohen, I have thirst before that.
Dan Cohen have said if we could find a beer runner, we could stay here.
I'm going to sing a song called The Mate on the Shore, which the last line repeats, and you can sing the last line. And I guess it's a version from the Abelard songbook, supposedly from upstate New York. There once was a fair maid I dearly adore. Her beauty it did shine clear, oh, and all she could find for to ease her sad mind was to wander alone on the shore, oh, shore.
Was to wander alone on the shore.
And there was a sea captain who plowed the salt seas. He had sailed the salt seas all around, oh, this beautiful maiden he chanced for to spy. Don't I wish that I had her on board. Our steward, he ran, he lowered the boat, and quickly he rowed it to shore, oh. And these were the very first words he did say. Fair maid, won't you venture on board, oh, board?
fair maid, won't you venture on board?
By coaxing and persuading, she entered the boat, and quickly he rowed her on board. Oh, our captain, he smiled.
Damn trains.
Our captain, he smiled and spat out his chew, saying, fare you well, sorrow and care, oh care.
Saying, fare you well, sorrow and care.
Our captain, he poured out the richery wine that sparkles so bright and so clear, oh. Saying, first you will lie in my arms all this night, and then I'll hand you to my crew, oh crew.
And then I'll hand you to my crew.
Oh, thank you, oh, thank you, this maiden Clyde. That's just what I've been waiting for, oh. For I've grown so weary of my maidenhead as I wandered alone on the shore, oh shore.
As I wandered alone on the shore.
She sat herself down in the stern of the ship. Her voice was so soft and so clear, oh. She sang them so sweet, so neat and complete. She sang captain and sailors to sleep, oh sleep. She robbed them of silver, she robbed them of gold, she robbed them of costlier ware, oh. Our captain's bright sword she used for an oar, for to row herself back to shore, oh shore. Oh, were my men crazy, or were they all drunk, or were they sunk deep in despair, oh, to see her get away with her beauty so gay. Don't I wish that I had her once more, oh, more.
Don't I wish that I had her once more.
And yonder she stands, all alone on the strand, a-waving her handkerchief fair, oh, saying, you are the captain who sails the salt seas, and I am the maid on the shore, oh, shore.
And I am the maid on the shore.
May we borrow your chair? This is a song that comes from Martha's Vineyard. It comes from the Tilton family, which is a seafaring family and a musical family. We heard about the Tiltons. From Larry Kaplan, Zeb Tilton, and this tune is actually a song that was one of Bill Tilton's songs. And Bill Tilton was a shantyman. And so we can guess that this possibly was sung in the forecastle. Well, it was one of Bill's favorites, and we know he sang it in the parlor ashore, so maybe he sang it in the forecastle at sea. It's called, well, we do this a little theatrically, to say the least. Sir. Possibly in the forecastle, these theatrical skits were common. We've read that in books. We were reading about the Witta, and in the Witta they had plays and things like that. I'll sing of a barber that lived in the city. He was a melodious, sweet-scented loon. His hair it was curled and his heels double-jinted. He was chief engineer in the barber saloon. You could see him each morning while handling the razor, and people would gather in crowds round the door. And they all would exclaim as he slapped on the lather, such a popular barber they'd ne'er seen before. Now there was a fair maiden whose name was
O'Brien.
And she was at work in the kitchen nearby, and every day as she passed by to market, it's in at the barber, she'd cast a sheep's eye. The barber would wait till he saw her returning, and all of a jump to the door he would come. A box of pomade he would slip in her basket, and then drink her health with a pint of bay rum. Ah, but a young butcher boy by the name of Sam Snyder, he heard of this barber and jealous he grew. He loaded his platter with kidneys and donuts, and straight for the sweet-scented barber he flew. He saw Snyder coming and sounded to quarters, and boarders repel as he met Snyder's rush. He caught Snyder's nose with the peak of his elbow and blew out his brains with a lather and brush. Now that maiden,
O'Brien,
she heard of the slaughter and she made up her mind to commit suicide. She swallowed 3 gallons of Bonaparte brandy and then went down cellar where she lay down and died. Well, the barber went crazy and busted his business. His policy played and his money let fly. He wasted and dwindled right down to his shatter. And he poisoned himself with a box of hair dye.
Corn, but it's nourishing.
Well, let's put the chair to good use for a brief moment. Sweetie Todd isn't hanging around. Right, there we go. Oh, well, okay, seeing as how we're going to go until 9:30. this is a song which I believe is quite ancient, actually. The tune is in a minor key and is rather reminiscent of Elizabethan melodies. The tune's called Farewell and Adieu, You Spanish Ladies. Now, it explains how to get from Spain to England without running into Cornwall or Brittany. Quite a trick, actually, because, as it points out, there's 35 leagues between the two, between the Scilly Islands and Cape Ushant, at the top of the Bay of Biscay. And you've not to hit either. It's absolutely, you know, stated that you mustn't hit either. You've got to leave the Scilly, Isles to port, and France, well started. But the problem is, 35 leagues being over 100 miles, if you hit it dead in the middle, you can't tell because you can't see anything. So they take a sounding. They heave to and take a sounding 45 fathoms, and white sand. And that tells them that they're approximately in the right area. And then they hold on up what they believe to be the English Channel until they see either England on the one hand or France on the other. But so many ships didn't make it, of course. And so many ships were without before the days of sextants, which really dates this song quite an old one, you know, 300 or 400 years ago, before they had any real idea of what their longitude was, that all they could do was sail blindly towards Europe, hoping to see France or England before they struck or became embayed. And with eternally southwesterly wind there, they couldn't really do much once they got themselves in a compromised position. Of course, with your sunfish, you could zip right out of it now, but with this lumbering old galleon laden with gold and, you know, Spaniards' beards or whatever they used to come home with. Very tricky situation. This is Spanish Ladies. If I can get the orders to sail for old England, and we are hoping a short while to see you again. And we rant and we roar like true-born British sailormen. We rant and we roar on all the salt seas until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. Thank you. soundings to take, with 45 fathoms and the white sandy bottom. So we swear a main yard and up channel we went. We'll rant and we'll roar like through the Jason. We'll rant and we'll roar along the salt sea until we strike soundings to the channel of Holy Land. From our mansion to city, was called the Dogman. Next rain off Plymouth, off Portsmouth the White, we sail on past Beachy, past Fairlight and Dover. And then we bore up for the South Northern Light. We'll rant and we'll roar, alike to our young sailor. We'll rant and we'll roar, along the salt sea, until we strike soundings in a channel of old was made for the grand fleet to anchor. And there in the downs all that night and lie, cast off your shank painter, cast off your cat stalker, heave up your clue garnets